Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts D-Rock and JR for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
We're back for part two from last week, JR.
Yeah, last week was phenomenal.
It was great. We
had a great time.
A lot of new rums that I think we fell in love with.
Yes.
And Mean Man's back.
I sure am.
Yeah.
After last week, I felt like if we're doing something similar, I have to come back.
Yeah, because PJ's back, and he brought some Hemingway rye whiskey for us. So this is going to be fun.
I'm like a bad penny. I just keep showing up.
Come on. you keep showing up every week. You keep bringing the good stuff. Yeah,
I try.
So PJ from Mahalo Spirits, last week we had Papa's Pilar. We tried four different rums. We tried a blend of the blonde and the
dark.
Yeah. And then we had the Horny Papa.
Horny Papa.
Yeah, that was
delicious.
A fun time. But today, and in fact, I'm a fan of these, so I'm glad you brought these. I think there's a new one coming out that you've just brought out, so I'm excited to try that one. Mm. JR actually introduced me to these.
Yeah.
Gosh, 6-8 months ago, something like that. And
yeah, right when the original Hemingway came out.
Yeah. And cool story, cool bottle. I don't think Mead Man knows about it. So you just buckle up.
This is ready. Fun. I remember we got to taste some of these at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival last year.
With PJ.
Yeah, with PJ.
That's right. Yeah. So it's full circle moment. And I'm excited to see what's new.
But that day we had a lot to drink. So you might not remember
this.
Yeah, it's
true. I'm excited for more focused tasting.
Yes. So we turn our focused tasting over to you, PJ. Kicks off.
All right. Well, since you mentioned Kentucky Bourbon Fest for your listeners, we will be putting out second edition probably. Ooh. So get your tickets to Kentucky Bourbon Fest and we will launch second edition there. We're supposed to.
Nice. Beautiful.
A little insider information on that one for your listeners.
Breaking news. Ooh, breaking on the podcast.
So yeah, this is Hemingway rye whiskey.
Okay.
We'll start with the first edition.
Okay.
So the first edition, a little bit greener on, if you're looking at the bottle, a little green on top. Mm-hmm. You have the replica keys from Hemingway's typewriter on the front. Mm. The UPC is kind of coming out of his old school typewriter. And then the first edition has the library card on the back.
I love that library card.
That's really cool.
Yeah. There's a few bars and restaurants that if you do order a Hemingway rye first edition, they'll make you sign the card on
the
back.
That's really cool.
So everyone they knew that had came pour. And then you can also put tasting notes on that. So we've won awards for packaging on this as well, just because of how well it's done.
Yeah.
On this one. So it only launched in 3 states.
Okay.
Florida, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Okay.
About, I think 3,000 cases were produced, 6-packs, and that was it. So once it's gone, if you see it and you like it and you want it, definitely pick it up because it's not coming back on this one. So yeah.
When did this launch?
Last March or April, I believe. So okay. I do know the distributor across Tennessee are out, across Kentucky are out, and Florida are out as well. So the remaining bottles are on the shelf. So if they run out, like I said, it's gone.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So tell us, is there a background on this? Like,
it is 94% 9-year-old MGP.
Okay.
95.5. And then it is 6% 4-year-old, Green River.
Oh, yeah.
Or 95.5 Green River Great juice stuff. As well.
Interesting.
So, kind of like I told you a little bit about Papa's, there's three families kind of involved in Papa's. The three families are involved in Hemingway rye whiskey. So, you have the Hemingway family, mm-hmm. the Call family, and the Groff family. You know, the Groff with some investors started Angel's Envy, sold that off. He's coming back. He's getting back in the whiskey game and producing this great spirit. And then you have the Call family. So, the Call family, they're on their 8th generation distiller right now. Ron does the Papa's Pilar. He's the 7th. And then his son, Jacob, does the distilling for our Hemingway rye now.
Yes.
He just started his own distillery called Western Kentucky Distillers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's already a 24-hour operation facility.
Wow.
They already have about 30,000 barrels laid down. It's in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. And kind of exciting news, we've planted our own rye.
Oh, wow.
Site.
Wow.
So, okay. It's not open to the public yet. It's a beautiful facility. You know, I believe 11 fermenters are, you know, already up 24 hours. Like I said, we mill our own stuff there. So the trucks mm-hmm. come in, we mill our own stuff, and then it's a continuous distillation process. So batches everything out, throws in the fermenters to distill. So it's a really great facility to get up and running. And then the other son, Clayton, does all our finishing and down there in Florida with his dad, Ron.
Okay.
So the whole family is definitely involved. in this process of Hemingway rye whiskey.
Awesome.
Let me go ahead and pour it up.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
It's 100 proof on this one. So it's those blend of two whiskeys. I'm sorry, the 9-year-old and 4-year-old 95.5s, and then finished in our rum-seasoned Oloroso sherry barrels.
Okay.
So those Papa Pilar barrels come back into play, and it's finished in those. So they are Oloroso, Spanish Oloroso sherry, but they had some rum in them.
Nice.
Fantastic. And again, if you listen to the Papa show, it's all done by taste. There's no specific time on the aging. Hotter months, you know, might be a little shorter. Colder months might be a little longer. But yeah, no specific time on this as well. And this retails anywhere from 114 to 119.
Okay.
Yeah. But like I said, only three states got this. And then online.
It smells like a higher. So on the last episode, we had the Papa Spillar finished in rye barrels.
Yes. Which are once used Hemingway rye barrels.
Okay. Fantastic. Because, yeah, this smells a lot like that, just with a higher proof nose to it.
Doesn't have quite the sweetness on the nose that the rum had. But yeah, that rye comes through. And I got to say, this is probably one of my favorite bottles from last year. It was really good.
It is such a cool bottle to look at.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the packaging should win all the awards.
I didn't even know there were packaging awards to win.
I know.
Yes, definitely.
That's cool.
Now I'm getting sad that I didn't pick up a bottle. Because this is. Yeah.
Did you see any when you were on the
show? I have seen them around, yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't know at the time until JR let me try it. Then I was like,
yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's try this.
Yeah.
You get the spearmint.
Yep.
Thing there.
Oh yeah.
But there's a sweetness that comes over across too.
Yeah.
Again, I say this a lot, but I mean the balance on this is so good between the spiciness and the sweetness.
I definitely get the spearmint thing you're talking about.
Yep. That's what really lingers on the finish to me.
Yeah.
Is that spearmint note.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tasty. This is only, what, you said 100 proof?
It's 100 proof.
Wow.
I feel like it drinks hotter than that.
I do too.
Yeah, that would be, the rye spice on there, that spearmint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, I need a second.
You talked about balance. Sometimes a dirty word in the industry is smooth.
Yeah.
We definitely choose the word balanced just because you do get that rye. You do get a little bit of that sherry finish, and you do get a touch of that rum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it works well across, you know, the entire palate.
Yeah, I'm getting that rum on the second sip. That rum's starting to come through.
Yeah.
A little bit more sweetness there. Yeah, this is just delicious.
Man, that is good. So what did we try? Do you remember what we tried when we were at the Bourbon Festival? Was it this?
I think it was.
We tried
the next one.
We did not. Yeah. We did not because our Kentucky distributor was all out. And we wanted to showcase what we had coming, our everyday pour.
Yeah.
We did not bring any of this to Kentucky Bourbon Fest.
Ooh.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I remember because I was really looking forward to trying the new one because I hadn't hit Tennessee yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did not bring any of this.
So this is a retroactive sampling right now.
This is like you're not going to find this.
So yeah.
Dang. You enjoy this.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. So how was the reception to this after it came out?
It was really well. Fantastic. Everyone loved it. I think everyone was, with both expressions, I think they're pleasantly surprised that it's a rye.
Mm-hmm.
With both, now the signature, which we call it Hemingway Rye Signature, which is our everyday.
Yep.
And then we have the first edition. The amount of people who are like, I don't drink ryes. I don't want a rye. And then you guys mentioned, Kentucky Bourbon Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working that booth, it was person after person coming up, I don't drink a rye. Well, hey, give this a shot. And then everyone was like, this is fantastic. And I don't know if that balance of the sherry and the rum just brings that bourbon drinker in.
Mm.
It's a great pour because you still get that spearmint you get from rye.
Yep.
You still get a little bit of that heat, you know, that some people really, really enjoy of a rye whiskey. But then it's subtle a little bit on the rum and the sherry that, you know, kind of smooth it out and appeals more, in my opinion, to that bourbon drinker.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting about the like the 95.5s of the MGP and the Green River is that, you know, for as high of a rye content that it is, doesn't really come across as like a rye of that level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It really does is like you said, it's more of a bourbon drinker's rye.
Yes.
Yeah. Jacob does a wonderful job. He was the master distiller at Green River. He has left Green River. So it's kind of a funny story because some people are like, well, do you source? We do contract we have that whiskey, but at the same time, like Jacob's not there anymore. So it's his, but we're still
sourcing his own stuff.
He's sourcing his own stuff. It's kind of funny. You know, we kind of everyone talks about rye a little bit, and it does gum up fermenters and stuff. And it's a a lot of distillers don't like making rye because it can foam up, it can cause problems. But you know, he's doing a really good job.
It's cool. I feel like we got to talk about this library card on the bottle.
I love that library card.
Yeah. It's in a little pouch on the back, and then you take it out, and on one side it says tasting notes and has like a ruled paper section for you to write on. And the other side, it has a column of dates and a column of shared with. And that's
really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, what a special thing to put on a bottle.
Our hashtag is pour your story. We think whiskey should be shared. We did a great Father's Day video of like a father and son sharing whiskey. And so as special as this bottle is, and once the product inside the bottle, I mean, you know, it should be shared. It should be, you know, Hemingway was a storyteller. Tell stories, drink whiskey, you know, put it on your, you know, don't let it sit there on your backboard.
I just made the connection to the library card and the story aspect of Hemingway and writing books and all that. That's cool. That's really neat.
My son is 13 months, so I've got a little ways to go, but I'm looking forward to that day.
Maybe when he's teething. Old school.
The true Kentucky way.
Yes. I mean, the typewriter keys, I mean, come on.
So cool.
Another little aspect is those are put on by hand.
Wow.
And so we've had some people, like you'll find some of them where it's turned just a touch where it's not perfect. You'll have some people that will go through and like, they'll want that bottle. That's where the R, the Y, or turn.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
They're like, oh, did you see the upside down Y bottle? Yeah. Bro, it's selling for $500 online. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, great success with this. We're excited with other, you know, our second edition of other things as well.
So that'll be a second edition of this product.
So our signature is our everyday pour. So Hemingway Rye signature. If you see Hemingway Rye signature, it's available every day. It's the first, the second editions that will only be limited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this is from your personal stash?
It is.
How many of these bottles do you have left?
I have two.
Whoa. Man. You shared with us.
Wow.
That's generous. Man,
that is generous.
I may have poured a little less if I had known that.
I know. I had a healthy pour.
I have one bottle left, and I know our hashtag is pour your story, but it's signed by Ron, Jacob, and Clayton.
You're not pouring that story.
I would probably not pour that story.
Signed by turning the page on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we sign your library card?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. That would be great.
Yes. Fine.
Let's do that.
Yes. All right, so what's the second one you got over here?
So the second one is our signature. It's our everyday. The bottle, you know, has those same signature rye keys on it. The UPC is kind of coming out of that old school typewriter as well. On the back, there's a QR code where you can kind of learn more about the Call family history.
Okay.
So if you scan it on the back, it will go to a little video about the Call family.
Very cool.
On the opposite side of that, as you drink this bottle down, there is a picture of Hemingway that will appear. What's cool is we commissioned a UK artist that does art by a typewriter, old school typewriter.
Oh, wow.
So as he did this, the mural of Hemingway will appear, but he manipulated the paper. And so it's like a bunch of keys, exclamation points that make that mural on the back of the bottle.
Very cool.
Another great thing is this little wrapper on top. You can peel it off. It kind of gives you the breakdown of a 90% six-year-old 95.5 Indiana, 10% four-year-old Green River.
Okay.
But if it's the paper and the size of a truck that comes into a distillery with grain. So it's like a grain receipt paper and replica of what it comes in.
Okay.
So to go even further, the kind of a myth of Hemingway or a story of Hemingway's, he said you can write a story with six words. So inside you open it up, you can submit your six words to us for your story or a six word challenge inside the wrapper.
Wow.
Okay. Whoever's doing marketing.
The attention to detail is just off the charts.
Once again, on all the packaging and on the bottle, great stuff done by our marketing team on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a higher percentage of the Green River distillate, correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And it's a higher proof too, correct?
It's 102.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We decided to go 102.
Sweet.
Yes, a little bit younger juice, you know, the 6 and 4 year old on this one. And you mentioned, you know, to go back to it, Kentucky Bourbon Fest. But when we do tastings, and sometimes we've done them side by side, I will say this, it has literally been 50-50 on there's 50% of people like the signature, and then 50% of people like the first edition. Mm-hmm. A couple great things as well is Whiskey Advocate rated us the signature, not the special edition one, but the signature, the 13th best whiskey of the world.
Wow.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
In which nice. We were in that Whiskey Advocate, we were number one rye. So we were the first rye whiskey wow. in that lineup.
Wow.
For Whiskey Advocate. So no slouch on that one. And to touch on a little bit more, so I mentioned the Call family. I was with Jacob and we were talking, and the last 3 years, Jacob has produced or had his distillate in a top 20 the last 3 years.
Wow.
So Will Horse was Jacob's yes. distillate.
Yeah. I love Will Horse.
Will Horse so is great.
Blue Note.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Blue Note fans. Was yep. Jacob's distillate. And yep. now Hemingway has a part of Jacob's okay. distillate as well.
Okay.
So for the last 3 years, he's had a Whiskey Advocate top 20.
Nice.
So,
wow. Cool.
So MSRP on this one, is it?
$79.99. Okay. Anywhere from $74 to $79.99 on okay. this one.
And is this the same number of states for its distribution, or is it?
No, this is widely distributed. I think we're up to 36.
Oh, very
okay. right
cool.
now. Okay. Like I said, this is our everyday pour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the nose isn't too far off
no.
from the other one.
No, it smells a little more bourbon forward to yeah. me. The other one has yeah. a little more of the spicy,
it got
rummy
a little
thing.
More rye out of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, is this is also finished in the sherry and rum?
Yes. So this is finished the same exact way as the first edition in that rum seasoned Oloroso okay. sherry barrel.
So the difference primarily is then the percentage.
The percentage and age.
And the age.
Yes.
And yeah. the proof is a little just tick higher.
Yes.
All right.
Aged as well for taste.
Okay.
So there's no specific time in that barrel, in that finishing barrel.
Cool.
All right. Let's dive in.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's really good. I mean, to me, this is more rye forward than the special yeah. edition.
I get less of the spearmint thing and maybe more of the other characteristics of rye. Like.
Yeah.
I'd say so too.
Yeah. To me, it's more, it get more of the rye grain, like mm-hmm. the grain itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not in that off putting young grain way. No. It's a really good rye.
I had a customer explain this as, the bubble tape, when you got bubble tape
mm-hmm.
and the first little bit of bubble tape that had that like more of a white mm-hmm. coating sugar on it.
Yeah.
That's how he described this. I mean, it was pretty descriptive. I was like, that's really what, I mean, well done.
This doesn't feel, I don't know if this makes sense, but as bright as the last one.
Yes.
I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. It feels a little more down the middle of the road
yeah.
in terms of rise.
But again, like on that second sip, I get a lot more of that rum. Finish mm-hmm. on there, you get the sweetness that you
yeah,
get
that's
rum.
True.
I mean, it's really hard to tell the difference between the two. I mean, it really, as much as I really like that first one, it's be tough on a blind to pick out which one's which.
I know.
Yeah, he did a nice job on this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're doing great things. Like I said, I'm interested about the, you know, second edition that's coming out, but incredibly excited about the signature our everyday pour being this high quality.
Yeah.
I'd say so. I think that would make some great cocktails too.
Makes a wonderful Manhattan.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I'd love to try one of those. Yes. Yeah.
So what else is coming up with, or is anything coming else coming up with Hemingway besides the second version of the special edition?
Yes. They are experimenting with some different barrels.
Okay.
So there might be some kind of crazy finishes coming out. I don't know how widely available they're going to be. We will have a cast strength coming out.
Oh,
it was okay, just yeah. nice.
Okay,
That will follow around the 113 to 114.
Okay.
Beautiful.
The best way, we tried it, so I've tried it, and the best way, like a lot of people talked about, was like the outside of a fruit cake, like the flavor, flavor of it was even at that high proof.
Yeah.
A lot of people are excited about that. That will be coming out. That will be limited. There's not going to be a lot of it mm-hmm. Floating around. But we're excited about that to come out. And like I said, that'll be around 113, 114. Second edition comes out, and there will be some other kind of like limited things floating around as well.
Okay.
Now will everything revolve around rye, or is there some bourbon?
That's what I was about to ask. Is there going to be a Hemingway bourbon?
To be determined.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. All right.
He says with a smile on his face.
I don't know. As of right now, the concentration is rye.
Yeah, totally.
We feel like there's a very nice sweet spot with what we have mm-hmm. and what we have moving forward. But in this industry, I would never say never.
Yeah.
And when does the second edition of the rye drop?
So rumor has it, it will be in at KBF or KBS. Sorry. KBS.
Okay.
Which I think tickets are on sale next month.
They are.
Yeah.
In April. Yeah.
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 That gives us another reason to go again.
Yes.
I think
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
mean, yeah. that may be just enough of a reason just to go.
Just to go and get a bottle.
I think it is. Yeah.
And hang out with PJ.
I'll be there again.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Go somewhere right after hours party or something.
Exactly. So, no, I mean, exciting things coming. And like I said, the distillery should be open next year on the Bourbon Trail for tourism up there at Beaver Dam. We've planted our own rye. Like I said, it's fully operational. Rickhouse 3 and 4 going up because Rickhouse 1 and 2 are already full. Mm. They plan on having 18 rickhouses on site.
Wow. Now. So at some point, you will be either incorporating or producing your own distillate as...
Correct.
To release with these.
That is the plan. Yes. Yeah. That is the plan. Yep. Absolutely. 100%.
Great.
Yep. Barrels, all that stuff down the road are in the works as well.
Okay.
You know, for people to pick and yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
These are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. PJ, thanks so much for bringing these Hemingways. So tell us if we want to find more information, where can we go on these?
More of the Grams, more of the Twitters or X now. Sorry. The X.
Yes.
Facebook. On Facebook, we're definitely engaged in social media. You can also look at Western Kentucky Distillers on social media as well. We're there as well. And HemingwayRye.com.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Well, to close us out, I think Mead Man brought us some kind of special surprise. It's a clear liquid in a
it's jar. Very, it's in a big very mason clear. Jar.
I think water. Is this water?
Yes. To everyone I was walking by on the street, it is water.
Yes.
Here in this basement, it is not. Knowing that I was going to come to our recording session today, I just decided to grab something from my shelf that I've been invested in lately. Guys, I'm not sure where this came from.
Oh, great.
It came from one of two sources. Okay, I have had it multiple times this week, so you're not going to die.
Has your sight died?
I'm still good. Okay. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
This came from either a family member or a work client. And one of those two people could have produced this. So,
okay. All right.
I opened my freezer the other day and realized I've had this mysterious jar of what I know to be moonshine sitting in my freezer for way too long. I have to like get this out and taste because I received it when I didn't really drink much whiskey. And so now that I'm more well-versed in this,
I decided
I'm going to pull this out and give it a fair shot. So I let it get down to room temp, and I've been sipping on it and kind of really enjoying it.
Okay.
So it's going to be a step down proof-wise from what we've been tasting here, but I have no idea what the proof is on this, so I'm open to best guesses.
Well, okay.
Have you shaken it to see the bubbles? Because that's
no,
how you...
No, please.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
We do have a professional
that's
here.
Yes. Any best guesses?
No.
Me either.
I think by tasting, I'm going to guess somewhere in the upper 80s or 90s.
I would say in the 90s.
Okay.
Somewhere above that. That would be my best guess.
You have no idea who this came from? Is it really
It came
a family
from
member?
One of two people. Yeah. And it really
So you
could.
Know who it is.
Uh-huh.
So you can tell them you look like a person in the whiskey and bourbon and
I can.
Is it someone profession? That we've had on the show before?
No.
Okay.
I've been chatting with him all week about this.
Okay.
I've been learning more about his process. So it's interesting.
So Great Uncle Jed brought us this moonshine. So here we go.
No, the other night I got it out for the first time in forever and I could not stop sipping on it. I just enjoyed
really?
It so much.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very corny, of course.
But yeah.
I'm curious to see what you guys think about it.
So, PJ, when's the last time you've had legit moonshine on tax liquor?
Probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
Cool. Someone, I love pineapple, and so they made me pineapple homemade.
Okay.
That sounds
good. Dropped a bunch
good.
Of pineapple in there.
Nice.
It was really good.
That sounds good.
Okay. A lot of corn.
Oh, a lot of corn.
A lot of corn.
Totally.
Shucks, man. There's a lot of corn here. Silky.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It is. Woo!
It's the kernel.
Just clear as water.
Golly, yeah. I mean, it does smell great.
It does. I think it's pretty dang good White Dog for what it is.
You know what Great Uncle Robbie, like what he made it with or anything?
I know that whoever made this, it was produced with a still, a small still.
Okay.
Now, this still was purchased, of course, with the intentions of creating essential oils. That's really what it's for.
This is an essential oil.
It is.
It's very essential. But, you know, multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Stills can be multi-purpose.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. That's oily. That's good.
It's a corn essential oil.
It is a very, it's corn, very nice corn essential oil.
Yes.
I will say there's no off flavors, though. I mean, it's pretty...
It's pretty right down the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised.
I am, too.
I kind of want to stick this in a barrel and see what happens.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I would love to. Maybe I need to get one of those mini barrels and just barrel age it on the countertop.
Oh, you could do that.
Be done in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really good, actually. Yeah,
I thought so, too. So what would you guys pin it as proof-wise? What do you think?
I would say the 90s, but...
Maybe. I'd go as high as like in the low hundreds.
It kind of has
like a little bit of a kick to it.
Uh-huh. We need to get a lab kit so we can properly do this kind of thing ourselves.
Yeah. You want to work on that?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's very silky. It is corny, but there's no off flavors on the back end or anything. I mean,
it's got to be 100% corn.
How's it such lower proof? Because it isn't like, I think most moonshine would come off at like 120, 130, like really high.
Is he adding water?
Yeah, he cuts it.
Okay. That's why. Yeah.
Starts as high as 130 and then drips slowly down to 100 or less, cuts it with spring water down to about 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it.
I'm not a moonshine fan, but. It's tasty.
It is.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd like to see what the next barreled it and how that would kind of come out.
I agree.
I'd be interested.
I agree. I'll see what I can do about that.
Please do.
Do you know if it's 100% corn?
I can find out because it's got to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is 100%
corn. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Oh, yeah.
Given the sweetness of it.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. The nose is all corn.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for being open.
Yeah.
To trying mysterious jars of liquid.
Yeah. Thanks, great Uncle Frank, for sharing those.
Of course.
Yeah. That's great.
In other news, I had a quick piece of music information to share this weekend.
Let's go. Here we go.
Yeah. It's all across the country. Bob Dylan is on tour again.
He is.
Oh, nice.
And he's coming.
He's coming to First Bank.
Nashville.
No, to Nashville. To Brooklyn Bowl.
Brooklyn Bowl.
Are you serious?
He's coming to Brooklyn Bowl for two nights.
I mean, this medium-sized club here in town. He could play.
And tickets went on sale last week. Tickets went on sale for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Sold out in minutes. He's playing like a 1,000-seat venue.
Yeah. I saw him in 98 or 99 at River Stages.
Really?
Oh, yeah, wow. He headlined. The Black Crowes opened for him.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So now they're on secondary. If you don't take us now, you're knocking on heaven's door. So it's like you're just
Why is he playing clubs?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he's doing two nights at Brooklyn Bowl.
I mean, he could have done two nights at Ryman.
Yeah, tickets went on sale last Thursday.
He could do pre-sale. Two nights wherever he wants to do two nights. And he chose a small club in Nashville.
Yeah.
And Neil Young is playing First Bank.
Yes.
For $115 plus.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, the cheap seats are $115.
If you want to rock in the free world, you can go.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're going to pay for it, though.
PJ, what's your musical guilty pleasure? You got any guilty pleasure, anything you love? Like, you're getting in your car after this. What are you popping in?
Oh, boy.
Other than our podcast.
Yes.
Right.
Gosh, I have no idea. My family was not musical whatsoever, and so I listened to everything. Honestly, I mean, this is funny, but probably 90s rap.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Is what I like when I travel. I mean, I'm on the road a lot. My wife and I work. Well, my wife's in the industry as well, so she also works for Hemingway and Pilar. We have a 2-year-old vehicle that has 78,000 miles on it, and then a 3-year-old vehicle that has 68,000. And for whatever reason, my guilty pleasure is 90s rap.
So, are you a member of the tribe?
No.
So, wait, 90s rap, are we talking like Naughty by Nature or Will Smith?
No, Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. Yes. Definitely more of that nature. Well,
more the real rap than the pop rap.
What's funny is I grew up in Northeast Ohio, and so Bone.
Yeah.
Was huge up in Northeast Ohio. So a lot of that, you know, that's probably my guilty pleasure. Crazy enough. It's funny, but
what else do? Hey, you only got to worry about that at stoplights, you know?
Yeah.
When you just pull up and your windows are down and people are staring at you. That's the only time you got to be self-conscious. Other than that, you ride on into
It's like an sunset. Office Space episode or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Well, no, I didn't.
Oh, you got to watch that.
Well, I have a.
Wait, you haven't seen Office Space?
No.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah, we got to grow you up.
When you go home tonight,
that's your first.
That is all you have to do.
You put the baby to bed. You get in bed with your wife. No, you don't do. You watch Office Space.
You watch Office Space.
Yeah.
And my 14-year-old son loves Office Space.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
Yes.
But he did ask who Usher was at the halftime Super Bowl thing.
Whoa. Okay.
Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't done a whole lot in like most recent times.
True. So
I kind of get that.
He literally was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I'm like, well.
It was a good show.
It was a good show.
It wasn't, wasn't the best. Wasn't Prince.
No.
Or other acts. But yeah.
Yeah.
So no one saw Bob Dylan or Willie Nelson at Greer Stadium, did they? Anyone
no,
hear?
No,
did
not,
no,
no.
I worked at Greer for 5 years. I did food and beverage and operations, and I sat above the suite level in a folding chair watching Willie Nelson.
On the roof?
On the roof. Man. So a bunch of us sat up there. And
that is awesome.
I did go up there one time and grab a bunch of baseballs.
There was a bunch up there.
There's a bunch, yes.
Pour one out for Greer.
And I had the last iconic Greer shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The iconic guitar scoreboard.
Yeah. Nashville geek stuff here.
Yep.
That is right down the road. Someone took it across the tracks and like
they did.
Repainted
right
it.
Right by the pizza spot.
Yes, exactly.
It's still out there.
Yes, it is still out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And a funny story about Greer. So those lights for a AAA baseball stadium was turned on by upside down light switch. One light switch was installed upside down at that place.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked there for years.
Yeah, it is. That's Greer.
That's awesome.
So many stories.
Yep. That's a good way to end.
Yeah. I think so.
So, PJ, thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks
for the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Until next week.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.
Whiskey and Rock is produced by Meadman and is a Wise Company production. Our show is brought to you by Zoom. For more information, go to zoomcorp.com.